It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
There's a price to pay to win a championship. How we practice is how we're going to play. It's time. It's time all these distractions in, and we start getting to work and start doing it the right way.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over, and in, I believe.
Out of shotgun, Patrick Nix. Alabama bringing everybody. Nix is going to float one for Sanders. Sanders, oh, he caught it at the two, and he dived in. Touchdown, Auburn! Oh, my goodness!
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 30, 35, 40. There goes Cadillac. To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac! Go crazy!
Is going running all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
Have fun doing it. Play hard, you play smart, you have fun. That's how you play the game. You communicate on the field. You take care of each other.
First down and 10, just inside of midfield. Here's Cam on the fake, right up the middle, breaks a tackle at the 40, stays on his feet, 35, 30, 25, 20, Peterson, the one man to beat, at the 5, he is in! Touchdown, Auburn! Flash that smile, Cam!
Byron waits for the snap into place, there it is, the kick is up, the kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19!
You come into our house, you got no chance. You got no chance. And we start and we play like that from start to finish. And you're going to know you played us. You're the most physical team every time we play at home.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. From the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, across from USA. Here's your host, Doug Holton.
And thanks very much. Welcome into the show, everybody. Glad you're with us on a Thursday night, Tiger Talk Overtime, here at the Voodoo Wing Company. And hope you'll come out and visit with us tonight and be involved in the show. And, of course, come by and see the great folks at the Voodoo Wing Company this weekend for all your tailgate needs as Auburn and LSU get underway at Jordan-Hare Stadium at 6 o'clock Central Time. That means it'll be a 3 o'clock pregame for you right here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll get right into it tonight and talk about the LSU battle. Injuries will be big for the Auburn Tigers this weekend and probably the rest of the way. Still trying to figure out the offensive line situation and who will play center for the Auburn Tigers. We'll talk more about that. And it looks like T.J. Finley is once again out for the LSU game, so that leaves the quarterback duties to Robbie Ashford and Holden Gurner. Those two will split time, perhaps during the ball game, as they did a week ago, but mostly Robbie Ashford. And he talked this week about how the Auburn offense is coming along, and can they do even better this week?
I think we just got to come out and be more aggressive, just execute better. I think sometimes we come out there kind of hesitant, and that's not us. I would say we haven't been playing Auburn football to our standard. And boom, we lost to Penn State, and we were able to come out with a win. But going into LSU, we know we can't do that. So we got to be clicking on all cylinders, offense and defensively. But defense has been playing our butts off, so it's really up to us now to be able to flip that switch and just get around that corner to be able to just – to make us an all-around great team. And I think we're going to do it. I feel confident in this team. I feel confident in the game plan we got and the coaching staff we have. I mean, I feel like we really – it's coming. I feel like this week is going to be the week.
All right, so Robbie Ashford and the offense hopefully will progress again this week. Coach Brian Harsin, well, of course, lots of talk about him in the media this week. He survived – living on the edge last week with a win over the Missouri Tigers, and he would certainly like to get a win over the Tigers again this week. The LSU Tigers coming to Jordan-Hare Stadium, and earlier this week also, Coach Harsin talked about battling the Tigers and a little bit about their defensive unit.
Yeah, they're really good. I think the things they're doing just up front, I think the front seven's really good. Now, they got two guys in the back end, they're returning starters. They got two guys up front. But the things they're doing, just schematically, I think they're doing a really good job. I think their players play really hard. I think they play physical. I think they're fast. I don't see a lot of holes in their defense. I think they're just well coached, and it seems like the guys know what they're doing, and they're getting to the football, and they're playing hard each and every down. So, I mean, to me, that's the challenge, right? When you see it on film, you got good players playing hard, and they're doing the right things. So, to me, I'm impressed with them, and you know, our job is to figure out how we go out there and find some weaknesses somehow, some way to go take advantage of it.
Well, the Tigers will probably have to put some more points on the board this week against the LSU Tigers to get a victory in the SEC. We'll see what happens there. Later on in the show on the Horizon Financial Halftime Show, we'll be talking with former Auburn wide receiver Byron Franklin, who had some interesting thoughts about the Auburn Tigers and where they are. And here's what he had to say about the coaching staff and all of the news lately in the media.
I tell you what I'd like to see Coach Harsin, you know, get a chance to really rewrite the ship and get things aligned. I think a lot of people don't realize it's kind of deceptive, because sometimes coaches leave and go to a place and get in and plug in and things just start clicking right away, you know, and that's really not the norm.
So there you have the thoughts of Byron Franklin, and we'll hear more from him again on the Horizon Financial Halftime Report coming at the bottom of the hour. Comments similar to that made by Coach Tommy Tuberville last week. A little bit later in the show, in just a few minutes, we're going to be visiting with LeBaron Filon, one of the great young basketball players in our area from Baker High School. He's going to be joining us along with his coach and maybe some of his family members. We're going to talk about his visit to the Plains last weekend, what it was like and what he's thinking as far as the recruiting process. We'll get into all that. You can join us on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line tonight. 343-0106 is our phone number. And we'll do all of that and get started with the show right after the Drive of the Week.
It's time now for the Old Time Feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. Brought to you by Old Time Feed and Fairhope. Taking care of our friends never goes out of style.
We saw Auburn do nothing more than run the football on that first drive. And now John Samuel Shanker joins Tank Bigsby in the backfield. Luke Deal, another tight end at the line of scrimmage. So Shanker basically an H-back. As Ashford works out of the shotgun, he turns, hands the ball, Tank Bigsby at the middle, he's inside the 20 to the 19. Snap, handoff, Tank Bigsby makes the first man miss, but barely gets back to the line of scrimmage. Camden Brown, Amari Kelly, split wide to the Auburn boundary. Out of the shotgun, Ashford drops to throw, he does throw, complete to Amari Kelly.
Well, a little quick slant route to Kelly out of the slot receiver position, and Ashford just gunned it in the zone right there. Nice conversion on first down for the first pass play of the day, 12 yards.
First and goal for Auburn. Ashford looks and he throws. It is complete near side, inside the 5-yard line. Camden Brown heard from. Freshman out of Monroe, Louisiana. Second and goal from the 3, right back to the line of scrimmage. Ashford hands it to Tank Bigsby. Bigsby with his head down, surges forward. He's in! Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Tank Bigsby!
That's how you take advantage of a turnover. Derek Hall picks it off. Auburn starts with a short field on the 24. This time, they put the ball in the air a few times. A third down conversion, Robbie Ashford to Amari Kelly. And then Tank Bigsby bulls his way in. Auburn up 2 scores.
Hello, this is Cecil Christenberry. And on behalf of the Old Time Feed and Garden family, I want to say thank you to all the wonderful customers who have shopped with us for so many years. When we opened our doors in the fall of 1987, I could only imagine the wonderful memories, tremendous support, and lasting friendships that would come our way. Please come see us for any of your lawn and garden needs, as well as pet and animal feed and supplies. We are so proud to sponsor the old-fashioned Drive of the Week on Tiger Talk Overtime. War Eagle!
All right, great to have the Drive of the Week last week, and the Tigers come away with a victory, although it was kind of odd at the end. And we're going to continue to talk some football this evening as we have football on the tube tonight. Miami and Cincinnati from the NFL, and South Carolina is in action in college football tonight, up 15-0 over SC Upstate at current. And we're going to talk some basketball when we come back. Since the Tigers are underway with practice, we're going to visit with one of the great players in our area, LeBaron Filon, and his coach in just a minute. Stay with us, and we'll have that conversation with you in just a minute on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Sale Road and Doug Holton.
All right, welcome back into the show, everybody. Tiger Talk Overtime on a Thursday night. Lots of football going on here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Hope you come out and join us and make them a part of your weekend. Tailgate activities and grab some wings and sides and beverages this weekend and enjoy the ball game. We're going to talk a little basketball right now. I had a chance to watch the Auburn Tigers Monday on the first day of official practice on the Plains this week, and that was an exciting time to see Coach Pearl and the assistants and newcomers on the court at the Auburn facility up there. And we want to welcome to our microphones a guy who visited the Plains last weekend, one of the great young players in our area at Baker High School, LeBaron Filon, the 7A Player of the Year last year. And LeBaron, great to have you with us tonight on the show.
Yeah, great. Yeah, thank you.
Coach David Armstrong is with us also as coach at Baker. And, David, great to have you as well.
Thanks for having us. I appreciate y'all getting us to come out tonight.
Well, LeBaron, tell me a little bit about Baker High School this year. I know you had a successful campaign a year ago, went to the Final Four. How does it look this year for you guys?
Baker basketball, you know, I think it's going to be a special place for me and the other guys that's, you know, playing on the team. I think we should have a good season, you know. Coach is going to push us to the limit, have us doing great things, you know, break records, all that.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about school a little bit. I know you're only a junior, but anything catch your attention so far?
Nah, school for me has been a fun part, you know, getting up every day, just doing it over and over. Got kind of used to it, so it's a normal thing, just getting up, going to school. Like, you got to have it. So you got to do it.
Mm-hmm. I know you got a psychology class in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, with Coach Armstrong.
How's your teacher in that class?
Well, no comment. I am a teacher, aren't I?
Hey, one of the things, LeBaron, that I was watching some of your videotapes from last season, I guess, and some of the comments in an article that a guy wrote about you recently, and you said that you were trying to make your teammates this year the best that they can be. And you wanted to win a championship. I thought that was pretty impressive. Talk to me a little bit about that and why those things are important to you.
So the way that I do it is, like, you know, every day I'll try to get those guys better, try to push them to the limit, you know, that they might think they cannot go. Well, I think they can, but I try to push those guys to the limit to do the best thing, do the right thing, you know, not just worry about myself, just worry about those guys, trying to get those guys better.
Mm-hmm. Coach, tell me a little bit about this guy. He seems very unselfish, a little bit you know, quiet, doesn't like to talk about himself, but obviously one of the top recruits in our area and around the Southeast.
Yeah, simply he's the best player I've coached. And I've coached a lot of good ones, but he's definitely the best player I've had the chance to coach. One of the best I've probably ever seen at the high school level. I'm grateful for his growth. He's gotten a lot better over the last couple of years. He came in as a freshman, first freshman I've ever started in a varsity game, and I think he started his very first game and has started every game since. He's incredibly gifted on the court, and he is unselfish. He can play really well with the guys around him, and he can make those guys better. It's kind of fun to watch him. We've been playing some fall league games this fall, and he's done a really good job of getting the other guys involved and building their confidence so that they can help him win the state title.
Mm-hmm. What upside for LeBaron? Is there a long ways to go? Or is the sky the limit or what?
I think the sky's the limit. I don't think there is, you know, just a ceiling to what this kid can do. I think he's a pro. I really do. I think he's got that ability. I think he's going to be there one day. Obviously, he's got more to add to his game between now and then. He's going to get bigger. He's going to get stronger. He's going to get smarter. But it's going to be fun to watch him. You know, we get to watch him play for two more years here at Baker, which is awesome. And then we get to see whatever he does in his college career.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to do, LeBaron, in basketball? I know watching your videos, you can really shoot from the outside. You like to handle the ball. And it seems like you like to dish to your opponents, too, and get them the easy bucket.
My favorite thing to do is probably, like, just running up and down the court. Like, I feel like I can do that for a long time, just getting up and down consistently. I've, like, build up that wind in my system, you know, that I can go all day.
Mm-hmm. So. And for people that don't know, you have you're a junior at Baker High School, point guard, 6'4", is that right?
6'4".
And you have probably everybody in the Southeast after you.
Yeah.
As far as college basketball, you have a lot of people even out of the Southeast after you. You've had Arkansas, I think, was in this week. Maybe Kansas was there to see you. So what is that like for a guy that's a junior in high school attracting all this attention?
To me, I would say that it's no feeling, you know, it's no pressure. You just got to understand that, like, when the moment's there, you got to take that moment. Like, somebody else might see it, like, it's a lot of pressure. But me, personally, I just, you know, keep it calm, do the things I do, you know, go to school, train, and practice, no emotion.
Try to keep it normal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell me, I know last weekend I saw you on the field at the football game. You took a visit to Auburn, and we're glad you did that. Tell us a little bit about your visit with Coach Pearl and the Auburn Tigers, and how was it? How was Coach Pearl, and what did you learn about the Tigers up there?
The visit, I would say the visit was good. You know, the people treated me like I was at home. Everybody around the community, you know, wave, say hi, you know, War Eagle, all that. And then just walking with Coach Pearl, it's like you walking with one of the richest person in the world, because everybody going to run up to him, try to take a picture. So,
yeah,
they took a lot of pictures with him.
He's popular on the field down there, isn't
he? Yeah.
Tell him, what was it like to visit with him? Everybody, all the players seem to think he's a player's coach. He's an easy guy to get along with. And what'd you think?
I would say he's a player coach, but if you get out of the comfort zone, you know, he might yell at you sometimes, but not all the time. I think it was one point I was walking in and he was yelling at him, and Coach was like, yo, Coach, we got a visitor. So
yeah. What, as far as your style, is Auburn a style of basketball that you like? Coach Pearl is kind of known for you know, giving his guys the green light. Is that something that appeals to you and guys that are coming out of high school?
Yes, sir. It's just like, you know, playing at Baker. You know, Coach, you know, let me do what I had to do. I think Coach Pearl, one of those coaches too. It's a lot more coaches on that list, you know, that can let you do what you do.
Mm-hmm. David, tell me about that a little bit. What kind of player is – I know he's young, he's only a junior, and he's probably wide open as far as the recruiting process. But what kind of player, what kind of system do you think? Is there anything that fits his eye to you?
I think any system in which he can be a guy that can play with freedom, you know, I think his abilities to – break down a defense kind of on his own is special. So with a little bit of space and a little bit of, you know, guys around him that can also shoot the ball as well as he can or better, that will give him the space to operate and do the things he's really, really good at, which is getting to the rim. I've always been the type of coach that likes to play, you know, give structure but allow freedom within a structure, and LeBaron does a great job in that. You know, places like Auburn, the things they run are really predicated on space and opening up the lane so that we can have a drive guy. And I think he would be really good in that system. I love Coach Pearl's flex offense. I don't know how to teach it. I wish I did. That some of the stuff he runs and his flex stuff is incredible. I love how wide it gets. Mm-hmm. High school seems to be a little bit more packed in than what he gets it to be. And I think LeBaron could do really cool things, you know, with the ball in his hand in that type of an offense.
Yeah, I told Coach earlier, you remind me of, with that rhythm dribble and then taking the jump shot, you remind me of Bryce Brown and Jared Harper up there. What do you think?
A little bit.
Just a little bit?
Yeah, I like to do my own little thing.
What did you order tonight? You got some wings over there ready to eat, right?
Yeah, I got some wings.
What, did you get a particular flavor or what?
What flavor it was.
You got voodoo on some of them.
Got the hot stuff.
I know, I got a lot.
Yeah.
Then you got some, what was the one? You put like medium with some lemon pepper on it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you good did. Combination. All right. Well, guys, appreciate you stopping in to visit with us tonight. LeBaron Filon, point guard for the Baker Hornets, and David Armstrong is coach. Good luck to you guys in the future. Maybe we'll be visiting during the basketball season this year.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Right. Thanks very much. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more college football, as we'll be visiting, talking about the LSU ball game coming up this weekend with Byron Franklin, former Auburn Tiger wide receiver. So we'll talk some college football. And a little bit later on the show, the final segment tonight, we will be visiting with Coach Bruce Pearl and hear his comments earlier in the week as the Tigers get underway with basketball practice this week, and the season not too far away for the Auburn Tigers. As we mentioned last week, they are ranked in the top 13 or so of the preseason poll, so we'll see how that goes in the coming days. But football is on the agenda this weekend. Again, the game time 6 o'clock this weekend for Auburn and LSU at Jordan-Hare Stadium. It's an ESPN ball game, and the pregame will be right here on FM Talk 106.5 at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Saturday. Great crowd here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Come on out and see us tonight and Saturday as well. And we'll be back with more of Tiger Talk Overtime in just a minute right here. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, and Doug Holton.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad you're with us here at the Voodoo Wing Company for Tiger Talk Overtime on a Thursday night. As always, talking some Auburn football, and want to remind you to come out and see us here at the Voodoo Wing Company and certainly make them a part of your tailgate Saturday as we get ready for LSU and Auburn at 6 o'clock at Jordan-Hare Stadium this weekend. They have great wings, of course, here at the Voodoo Wing Company. The lemon pepper, the voodoo, the garlic parmesan, great chicken sandwiches. And you can get the 48-piece wings if you need that, two sides to go along with it. The 100-piece wings is yours as well. They have great sides like fried pickles and buffalo mac and cheese. So be sure and make the great people at the Voodoo Wing Company a part of your tailgate experience this weekend for Auburn and LSU. Three great locations here on Old Shell, close to the South Alabama campus, now at I-65 and Dauphin Street. And, of course, if you're heading to Auburn, right off College Street, close to where the Supper Club used to be. It's time now for the Horizon Financial Halftime Report, brought to you by Horizon Financial. Come with us and experience the Horizon difference. This week, we had a great chat with former Auburn wide receiver Byron Franklin about the state of the team right now and the LSU game coming up. Well, Byron, thanks for joining us. And let's talk a little Auburn football. An interesting times for the Tigers right now. last weekend, I don't know if I've ever seen a finish like that one. That was a wild one, wasn't it?
Well, I tell you what. I mean, it may not have been as exciting as the kick 1 second finish, but it was close. You know, just to have a win of any kind is good, especially SEC win. But that one was a pretty exciting finish. My heart's not. I think I had to take a couple of pills after that game.
Give me your take on Auburn right now. Of course, there's a lot of talk in the media about what's going to happen in the future. What's your take on the coaching staff, and is there any possibility they pull this thing out, or are we looking at a new system next year?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm looking at it in the papers and listening to it on the media like everybody else. But, you know, I tell you what I'd like to see Coach Harsin, you know, get a chance to really rewrite the ship and get things aligned. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize it's kind of deceptive, because sometimes coaches leave and go to a place and get in and plug in and things just start clicking right away, you know, but that's really not the norm. You know, with Gus, Coach Malzahn, it was a little deceptive in the fact that most of the kids that were on the team were his guys. He actually recruited those guys. You know, he left and went to, was it Louisiana State?
Arkansas State.
Arkansas State. But he had recruited most of the kids that were on the team. So when he came back to the guys that he recruited specifically for his system. And so there was not much of a learning curve for him. They just had to scrap what was tried to be, you know, implemented, and just go right back to doing. So, it takes a minute to really kind of get your system, your guys, your structure, your culture, all of those things. It doesn't just happen overnight, but I hope that they can line it up and get things together, but it's going to be a tough road.
Yeah, interesting. We hear a lot of the media people talking about who's going to be the next coach. When I listened to you, when I listened to Coach Tuberville last week, you're kind of saying the same thing. Like, maybe we need to, you know, let this go a little bit and get his guys in there and then see what happens.
Yeah, it's a lot to transition. It really is. And Coach Saban, you look at Coach Saban. Coach Saban didn't walk in and start winning. Mm-hmm. I mean, it took him a year or two to really get the fundamental infrastructure for what you're seeing now. And you really build it from inside out. It's, you know, and you got this whole transfer portal culture going on. And you know, you really don't know what you have until you put them on the field. And a lot of times you go, if you try to build a team just on transfers, man, that's a grab bag, you know. Yeah. Not everybody doesn't turn out to be a Joe Burrow, you know what I'm saying? It takes a minute. It's going to be tough and challenging, because at the end of the day, the SEC is built from inside out. Those teams are built from inside out. If you know anything about football, it's going to be what you have up front that determines the level of your success. So that's where you really look to see whether or not you're going to be able to compete. Because you can trick people for a few minutes, but after a while, after a few minutes, after all the tricks are gone, then you got to knuckle down and go head to head. And that's where most teams are in the SEC.
Yeah. And I think that's the frustrating thing for maybe Auburn people this year, is we've got, three or four of the same guys that we had last year. And they're thinking, why didn't we use that portal or go after some JUCO guys or something to fill in those gaps this year?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can try that. But again, you don't really know what you have until you have the opportunity to line them up and see where they are. And we don't know. He may have tried some guys and maybe they didn't work out. Or right. I don't know all the guys that he had a chance to bring in. And I know we'd like to think that we see everything and know everything and hear everything and have the inside scoop on everything. But I've been around long enough to know we don't know it all. And not all is being publicized. So I think at the end of the day, what my coach in Buffalo, Chuck Knox, he said you have to play the hand you're dealt. And what he's doing the best job he can do with what he has, and still needing, you know, a little time to bring those type of guys and even staff. I mean, you know, his staff is still, it's new.
Right.
And so even though he may have known some of those guys, they're in a completely different environment, a completely different league, and it calls for a completely different approach in how you coach.
Right. And that's one of the things I hear almost every day is, well, Coach Harsin has his guys in place now, but what they don't say and what I remember is it was a rough winter last winter.
Absolutely.
And he couldn't really get his guys to come to Auburn after all that. So, yeah. You know, not that Coach Keesaw is not a good offensive coach, but, you know, maybe Harsin doesn't have exactly the guys that he wants there now.
Yeah. So it is true. And, you know, you really have to try and find a way to create the right culture. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just X's and O's. It's not. It's a culture where everybody has bought into the system. Everybody has been motivated and encouraged to work in a way that you wanted it to be a finely tuned clock. You know, it's got to be finely wound. And there's a lot of pieces to these to football. And to be able to bring all those pieces together and have one cohesive unit, it takes a person that has to be a little bit of a little bit of a dictator, a little bit of a schmoozer, a little bit of a pep talk, a rah-rah cheerleader, a little bit of the head coach. And not today's football has to be a combination of about 12 things. It used to be that they just needed to be a mad dog and just ran everybody, you know, ran the ones off you don't want and keep the ones that survive. You know, I think that was Coach Dye's approach.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I didn't have to go through that, you know, because I heard people say, man, about half the football team quit, you know, because he'd take them and that winner, I heard that one winner was deadly to some folks. I mean, they couldn't, they just left.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, I'm glad I didn't have to go through that, you know, but the ones that stayed, they were stripped down and prepared to do war. And that's what he built the foundation of that football team with.
We'll be right back with more of our conversation with Byron Franklin after this from Horizon Financial. I want to take a minute to tell you about Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, a company built on knowledge, personal service, and integrity. Henry Hardy has over 32 years in financial services. Henry Hardy is a SmartVestor pro utilizing Dave Ramsey's investing principles, and that tells me a lot. If you're looking for wealth management, retirement planning, call Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, 251-625-2220, located across from the Eastern Shore Center at 1 Timber Way, Suite 100 in Daphne, Alabama. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, SPF, member FINRA, SIPC. Working with an advisor who subscribes to the SmartVestor Pro Network cannot guarantee investment success or that financial goals will be achieved. Advisors pay a fee to belong to the SmartVestor Pro program. Dave Ramsey and the Dave Ramsey SmartVestor Pro program are not affiliated with Sage Point Financial Incorporated and are not sponsored or endorsed by Sage Point Financial Incorporated. And now more of our conversation with former Auburn wide receiver Byron Franklin as we get into the LSU game coming up this Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about LSU coming up this weekend. Auburn is about a touchdown underdog. You've seen a couple of games, I'm sure, on the tube at least. What do you think we have to do to pull this one out this weekend?
Well, you know, obviously we have to get our offense clicking. We got to get Tank loose. He's got to be able to run the football some just to take some pressure off our quarterback, you know, whether it's regardless of whoever plays. I don't know if TJ is going to play any at all or not, but
right. But
the main thing is our running game has to be able to function enough to keep pressure off our quarterback. If that defense, all they have to do is pin their ears back and go get them, then we won't stand much of a chance. So the key to the game for us is going to be able to run the football.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking a minute ago about old memories about the LSU game. You played in a couple when you were at Auburn in the late 70s and early 80s, a big rivalry, as it always has been. Tell us a little bit about what you remember about the Bayou Bengal Tigers.
Well, I remember my worst memory is going into the stadium at LSU. And boy, I tell you what, to play there at night, I can't remember a game, professional or collegiate, with so much intensity, so much, you know, rage. I think you could say that they were raging Cajun. They were crazy, you know, and they'd been drinking all day long, and and eating crawfish all afternoon and coming in there and, you know, glitter and lights and flashing and everything. But, well, you know, it was a, we had went in there and we hadn't won there in a while, and it was a low scoring game. And I think they kicked off to us. We fumbled the first kickoff. They got it and scored. And then our defense kind of held a little while. And then I think they may have scored a field goal, at which we came back and scored once. And so we had the ball driving in to win the game and got down almost to the 20-yard line. And Joe Sullivan, Pat's younger brother, was quarterbacking at the time. And they called my number and threw a pass and hit me square in the hands in the end zone, and I dropped it. And I tell you what, man, it was, you could just hear the crowd go crazy, and they almost ran out on the field then because the time was almost out. And I do remember, I think it was Van Hoos, Alf Van Hoos. We get in the locker room, and my locker is surrounded by media, just waiting to feed. I think you could call it the Shark Tank. This is the first time I really understood what Shark Tank meant. And it was surrounded, man. And I get over in there, and I walk in, and I made up in my mind, and I know it had to be the Holy Spirit that gave me this before I even walked into the locker room. There's never been a football player that's ever played the game that's never dropped a pass. And that was my mindset. And I'm not that smart. So I know it was the Spirit of God that gave that to me. So I go in and I sit down, and boy, they begin with all of the questions. You know, what happened was, and they gave me every excuse that you could have that I could bite on. It was like, well, what did the light hit you in the eye? You know, was it a bad pass, or were your hands wet? They gave me every opportunity to take some excuse. And I looked them square in the eyes and I said, I dropped it. And it's almost like you could hear the air come out of them, and they all just turned and walked away. I didn't give them a story. You know, I just said, hey, I dropped it, you know? And so Van Hoos, years later, I was working with the women's basketball program at Auburn with Joe Champy. We were in Tacoma, Washington, and about to play in the Final Four with the women's team, about to play Tennessee or somebody in the Final Four. And I just happened to go through the lobby of the hotel where we were staying, and Van Hoos was sitting in the lobby. And I said, hey, how you doing? I said, you remember me? He said, yeah, Byron, I remember you well. He said, listen, I've always wanted to tell you this. He said, we were down in Baton Rouge. I said, I know where you're going. he said, we waited for you and gave you every opportunity to make some kind of excuse for why you didn't catch that pass. And he said, I've always wanted to tell you that I really appreciated you for how you handled that. He said, I don't know if I could have handled that the way you did. I said, well, it really wasn't me. I think it was the Spirit of God that helped me come to the realization that nobody's perfect. And we aren't pros. We're still college players. And as much as we like to perform and go out and operate at a professional level, we're not. And so I said, I just took it in stride and just told the truth. And sure enough, may have been 20 years later, he said, man, I just wanted to let you know that moment. I remember that moment to this day.
Well, that's some great stories from Byron Franklin, the former Auburn wide receiver in the late 70s and 1980, and a former member of the Board of Trustees at Auburn as well. Great to visit with Byron this week, and we'll perhaps chat some more as the season goes on. We've got more college football to talk about in the final segment tonight, and we want to remind you to get your tickets for the annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash now. It is November the 9th, and tickets are $100 each and gains you entry for two people. Each ticket also gives you a chance to win the $10,000 cash drawdown. Get your ticket today at the Rem Animal Clinic, Hillcrest, or Venmo, REHM at Rolling_Tigers. That's REHM at Rolling_Tigers, and you can get your tickets for that event today. And we'll be talking more about that as it gets closer. November 9th is the date again for the event. When we come back, a little more basketball. We'll hear from Coach Bruce Pearl on the first week of practice for the Auburn Tigers, and a little bit more on this edition of Tiger Talk Overtime.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road and Doug Holton.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Our final segment of Tiger Talk Overtime for this evening. And we want to mention the Voodoo Wing Company. Come on out tonight. They're about to start bingo in a couple of minutes here, the first one of the year, I believe. So you want to come out for that. And don't forget, Saturday, all your tailgate needs right here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Want to quickly mention the Auburn volleyball team. What a great start they are off to. 3-0 in the SEC for the first time, I think, in program history. The Tigers extended the record overall to 14-0 last night with a 5-set victory over Mississippi State. And Brent Crouch is now 33-28 in 5-set matches in his career and 6-6 at Auburn. But they are off to a tremendous start this year, the Auburn volleyball team. So you want to catch them in action if you can. They were on TV last night. All right, as we mentioned, also the Auburn basketball team, first week of practice this week. A lot of newcomers in the lineup for those guys trying to blend in this year with the guys already on the roster. And after the first day or two, Coach Bruce Pearl talked about this team and how good they can be.
Yeah, somebody asking how good we are, you know, how good are we going to be? And it was interesting because I felt like last season, you know, while there was a period where we were the best team in college basketball, which was pretty special, and really thinking almost every game we played last year for the first time in my career, I think I had a better team. It's never happened before. And they played like it for the most part. And then you back up a little bit, you go, and it happens so often. I used to say this with Chris Lofton at Tennessee. You know, all things are equal, but we got number five and you don't. We had Lofton and you don't. And there were times that all things were equal, but we had Jabari and you didn't. Now we had Walker and we had Wendell as a terrific point guard and KD, different dimensions. So now we are Jabari-less. And so the question is, has the returning players improved enough from whether it would be year one or year two or three, you know, depending on where they are, you know, for us to be able to compete for the SEC championship again? Will Jonai and Yoan be able to fill in be able to, because they're going to get a lot of the minutes that Walker and Jabari got. And what's that going to be like? Love my depth. You know, I like the chemistry. I like the work ethic. And obviously we had a great summer.
It was indeed great to see the Tigers this week on the practice floor Monday night, and they did have a great summer over in Israel, and we'll see how that pays off for Coach Bruce Pearl and the Tigers this season. Things are cranking up, and before you know it, we'll be playing games Auburn basketball in 2022 and 23. And by the way, we want to thank our special guest tonight for coming out. LeBaron Fineline, the Baker point guard, the 7A player of the year last year. Also, his coach David Armstrong was with us on the show. And his godfather, Red, is also in the house right now here at the Voodoo Wing Company. They are enjoying some great wings here, and we hope that you'll come out and do the same. They're getting ready to start up bingo after we get done here, and you can get all the tailgate items that you need Saturday for Auburn and LSU. Saturday, 6 o'clock start, the pregame at 3 o'clock right here on FM Talk 106.5. They have some fantastic items on the menu here for your Saturday of college football watching or whatever you might be interested in. But Should be a good one Saturday, the Tigers and the Tigers for the second week in a row. What did you think about that finish last week? That was one of the more bizarre finishes in college football history. But hopefully the Tigers can put a little more offense on the board this time around. They'll probably need to do that to beat LSU. I thought Coy Moore added some oomph to the offense last week. He certainly has progressed since the beginning of the season, and he had the big play, I think it was in the third quarter last week, and then Robbie got hurt on that play and had to go out for a series or two, and Holden Garner came into the ball game. Did well, but I thought that stopped the momentum of the Auburn Tigers just a little bit in the second half. So we'll see if Robbie Ashford can come out this week and really put things together, involve some more of those young receivers, and hopefully the offensive line can do their thing this week, figure things out, who's going to play center and what roles they have on the offensive line to get that group in order, and let Tank Bigsby and the running backs do their thing as we get on down the road in the SEC season. A brutal schedule for the Auburn Tigers coming up. LSU this weekend, Saturday night. Then they have to go to Georgia the following week as they go on the road for the first time in 2022, and the Ole Miss Rebels on the road after that. That will do it for this edition of Tiger Talk Overtime, everybody. We're glad you're with us tonight, and enjoy the ball game Saturday, 3 o'clock here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll see you next week. War Eagle, everybody.